Most definitely. Because right now we're using the word forever on there as opposed to the simple 4-4 or 4-2 or whatever it is with the USA. So yes, that does have an impact, and each one of the designs has to be tailored to accommodate that. And one of the concerns we've had is that when you pair USA and forever, if you run them together like the designers are prone to do, it reads USA forever or forever USA, and it is making a political statement, which we just don't feel is the most appropriate thing at this point in time. So we've been very diligent in removing the USA from the forever so that they're on the stamp together but not close, so it doesn't read as a statement. But yes, the word forever, it does have its challenges, but I think with the design expertise of the four art directors and a few of us here on the staff, I think we've made it work, and I think it's we found a good solution for it.
Are there any plans to change the word forever and give it some different catchy name or something?
Well, the word forever has become so well known, and it caught on so fast with the American public that when I talk to people, everybody calls it the forever stamp. So I think to change the word forever and come up with a different word, I'm not sure is a good idea. We have played around a lot with a possible logo substitute, some little symbol that we could put on it to replace the word forever, and CSAC has been exploring that as well. So far, we haven't reached any conclusions, and if we do, then it would have to work its way all the way to the top to the Postmaster General, and everybody would have to buy in, retail, the clerks, and everybody. So right now, there is no idea of changing it at this point, but we are still exploring it to see if there is any feasibility.